Now, returning to my subject, I will say that when my beatitude was denied me, I was so overcome with grief that I withdrew from people and, finding a solitary spot, bathed the earth with bitter tears. Once my sobs had quieted somewhat, I took to my room, where I could lament without being heard, and there, calling on the Lady of Courtesy for mercy, and on the Lord of Love for help, I fell asleep, crying like a child after a beating. And as I slept, I seemed to see a young man sitting near me in my room, dressed in pure white and absorbed in thought. He gazed at me where I lay. After a while, he sighed and called my name and said, "My son, it's time that we stop our pretending." I thought I recognized him then, for he called me just as he had so many times in my sleep. As I gazed at him, he wept piteously, waiting for me to say something, at which point I took courage and said, "Lord of Nobility, why are you crying?" And he replied, "I am like the center of a circle, from which all points on the circumference are equidistant. You, on the other hand, are not." I pondered his words, which seemed so obscure that I forced myself to ask, "What is it, Lord, that you are saying so obscurely?" This time he responded in Italian, "Don't ask more than what is useful to you." So I began telling him about the greeting that had been denied me, and asked him the reason. To which he replied, "Our Beatrice heard from some people who were talking about you that you had displeased the lady I named on the Path of Sighs. So this most gentle Beatrice, who is contrary to all displeasure, did not deign to greet you, fearing it would be displeasing. And so, even though she actually already knows something of your long-held secret, I want you to say certain things in verse that make clear the power I have over you through her, and how you were hers at once, ever since you were a boy. Call as your witness one who knows all this, and say you beg him to explain it to her. And I, who am he, will gladly do so. In this way she will come to know your will, and thus shall recognize as false the words of those who are deceived. Let your words be an intercessor of sorts, since it is unfitting for you to speak to her directly. And don't send them anywhere she might hear them without me, but adorn them with sweet harmony, in which I shall be found whenever you need me." And with these words, he vanished, and my sleep was broken. As I reflected, I realized that this vision had appeared to me at the 9th hour of the day. Before I left my room, I resolved to write a ballata in which I would follow my Lord's commands. And so I wrote this ballata, which begins, "I'd like for you to go. I'd like for you to go in search of love, ballata. Call with him upon my lady, that my defense, which with these words you sing, my Lord may reason then with her thereof. You move, ballata, with such courtesy that even unescorted you should be free to venture anywhere. But if you'd like to travel there in safety, you first must seek out love. To journey without him might be unwise, since she whose audience you hope to gain is, I believe, so furious with me, that were you not accompanied by him, she might bring you dishonor with her scorn. When you, with love, have found the one you seek, her mercy first implore, and then, with sweet sounds, start to sing this song. The one who sends me here to you, my lady, desires you to hear from me if he has any real excuse. And here is love, who by your beauty makes his countenance to change as love desires. Consider then why love would make him eye another, though his heart remained the same. Then say to her, his heart has always stayed so steadfast, faithful, firm, that serving you has shaped his every thought, forever yours. From that he's never strayed. But if she doubts your word, tell her to question love, who knows the truth, and lastly offer up a humble prayer. If granting pardon prove too troublesome, let her send word commanding me to die, and I, her loyal servant, will obey. Before you leave, my lady, say to love, who holds compassion's keys, and knows how to recite my best intent. By virtue of my sweet and gentle song, remain here now with her, and speak about your servant as you wish. And if your prayers move her to pardon him, let her own beauty thus announce the peace. So go, my good Balata, when you please, and sing to her when you will win most honor.